Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
As you were hearing there in the news bulletin, Sinn Féin has been launching its new housing plan this morning. It's called A Home of Your Own. It aims to deliver 300,000 homes in a five-year period starting next year. The party is seeking to pitch itself as having a very distinctly different plan from the government's Housing for All policy. Jack Horgan-Jones is at the Royal College of Physicians in Kildare Street, where Sinn Féin has been holding its press conference. And Jack joins me on the line now. Jack, of course, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Jack, thanks for taking the time to join us on the programme while that launch is ongoing. You four senior party members there this morning launching the plan. Eoin O'Brien has run journalists through a PowerPoint explaining it all. So can you tell us what the key areas are where Sinn Féin are hoping, as I mentioned, to really set themselves apart from the government's plan?
Morning, Claire. Yeah, it's an extensive plan. And as you say, there was a lengthy PowerPoint presentation this morning running to some 27 minutes. And there's a supporting document to go with this, which runs to more than 100 pages. So it's tricky to just condense it down to two or three points when it is so expansive. It covers everything from vacancy to planning reform to a greater public sector, delivery of homes, the reform of the Land Development Agency. You could go on and on, but I think if you were to try and distill it down to just one core point, it would be around affordability and scale. And the number 300,000 kind of applies in some ways to both those things. On the one hand, the party is promising 300,000 homes over a five-year period, split between social rental, affordable purchase, affordable rental, and then the private sector contributing 175 of those. And then the affordability question, where we've also seen the number of 300,000 attain some significant kind of signalling value around the idea that you can deliver an affordable purchase home for 300,000 euros, which is one of the headline policies in this document.
Yes, and that home, that the land that on which that home would be built would be owned by the state, and that would continue to be the case. But Eoin O'Brien said you would be entitled to pass that house on to your family members, also to sell it, but it would have to be sold under an affordable homes process. Now, Fine Gael are out this morning. I see John Cummins saying that they can support a policy which effectively prevents a purchaser from ever owning their house outright. Now, Sinn Féin would dispute that because you do own the home, don't you?
You own the bricks and mortar, you don't own the land. Okay. So traditionally, you own both, and the mortgage is written on both, which is another question that I think needs to be teased out over the next little while. But you're right, this is something that the government parties have zoomed in on as a potential weakness, making the argument that, you know, this is, and it is a rather breathless, hyperbolic argument, you might say, but that this is kind of outlawing home ownership. The way this would work is that effectively you get the reduced price of between 250,000 euros and 300,000, and then when and if you come to sell it, you have to sell it on, again, not on the open market, but to another affordable purchase-eligible participant in whatever version of the scheme exists 10, 20, 30 years from now, and that you also retain the rights to inheritance and so on that would normally be attached to property ownership.
Mm-hmm. And there were questions raised, I know Eoin O'Brien was asked about this on Morning Ireland, about whether the banks would be ready and willing to offer mortgages on a home that has these strings attached. Now, he went into detail about meetings that himself and Piers Doherty have had with the main lenders, and he didn't see that there were any objections. But those questions haven't gone away, and they're being raised by the government parties again today.
Hasn't fully been answered, no. So this came up during the summer when they launched the affordable homes plan. The question was, you know, it's all well and good to kind of draw this up on your A4 pad, but will someone actually write a mortgage on it? So on Morning Ireland this morning, Eoin O'Brien was talking about how he had met with the lenders and that he was satisfied to his mind there was no impediment to that, to this kind of plan being financeable. Now, we haven't really heard from the lenders on this. When the original plan was launched, or this element rather of the plan was launched during the summer, I did go to the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland looking for a quote on this. They gave me something quite anodyne, quite down the middle. So neither willing to totally scotch the plan nor sign off on it, probably a little bit worried about becoming politicised themselves. But I think that this is another one of those hanging questions. You know, has it been endorsed? Will it be financeable? Will people people write mortgages on this, or is this, you know, just something that works well in practice, but in theory, but in practice may be difficult to put in place. And that's one of the battlegrounds, I think, that will play out over the general election campaign, because the general election campaign, when it comes to housing, I think will be all about credibility. Whose set of promises, whose set of policies are more credible? Is it the continuation of more of the same, or is it, obviously more of the same many people will feel let down by, or is it a step into the unknown, which many people may feel a little bit afraid of?
Well, here we see Sinn Féin today putting housing front and centre, right, of any election campaign, forthcoming election campaign, wherever that may be. People expect the election to be in November, because they know that it's an area where the government is viewed as having failed, and they feel that they can offer a credible alternative.
Yeah, and much of the 2020 election campaign and the incredible buoyancy in the polls that Sinn Féin saw afterwards was built around this laser-guided critique of state housing and government housing policy, and that was seen as what had been the main fuel for their climb in the polls. Now, what is really interesting and is difficult to square from one point of view is that while all the polling shows that voters remain concerned about housing in the top two, usually immigration and housing just kind of changing position at the top, the performance of Sinn Féin in the polls, as we all know, has really slid over the last 12, 18, 24 months. So the question, I suppose, is whether that link between their critique of housing policy and their polling performance, and indeed their performance in elections, has been fractured or broken, or whether, you know, they'll be able to restore that link in time for the general election. And if they are to do so, I think events like today and policies like today are going to be a big part of not only, you know, making the pitch to voters, but also trying to move the discussion and move much of the kind of political discussion back to housing as a centrepiece of, you know, day-to-day coverage.
All right. Well, I'm sure we'll hear plenty more about this new plan later on today, and plenty of reaction to it too. But for now, Jack Horgan-Jones, thank you very much for joining us on the programme from that launch, which is ongoing at the Royal College Physicians in Kildare Street in Dublin. Coming up next, we'll have Dr. Rosemary Coleman, consultant dermatologist. Plenty of questions coming in for Rosemary, but if you have any more, 51551.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.